This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is declining to call the U.S. Senate back to Washington for a session on gun control legislation after two mass shootings last weekend resulted in the deaths of 31 people. More than 200 U.S. mayors demanded Thursday that the Senate return from its summer recess to approve that legislation. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, representing 214 cities from both Republican and Democratic leaders, told Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the Democratic leader Chuck Schumer that it was urgent for the Senate to approve the measures already passed by the House of Representatives in February. The legislation calls for background checks for all gun purchasers and would extend the waiting period for gun transactions from 3 to 10 days when instant checks raise questions about would-be buyers. Meanwhile, shoppers at a Walmart in the state of Missouri got a scare. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Just 5 days after a mass shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart left 22 people dead, panicked shoppers ran for cover at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri Thursday afternoon when an armed man wearing body armor entered the store. Springfield Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas told the Springfield News Leader an off-duty firefighter held the suspect, a 20-year-old man, at gunpoint until police arrived. Lucas said the suspect was carrying a tactical rifle and another gun and had more than 100 rounds of ammunition. The incident was resolved with no shots being fired. I'm Mike Rossi.
Dozens of immigrant workers were released a day after federal agents arrested 680 undocumented migrants in raids on food processing plants in Mississippi Wednesday, the largest such operation in the United States in 10 years. During a Thursday news conference, officials from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations, and others said more than 300